Everybody, I just want to start off with Akasha, which is such an obvious question, but the Akasha is so good that it's worth telling you. I saw it in the Shalom Shodron's Sefer, and the Shalom. Everybody knows the famous Das Kenim Valitosis. Das Kenim says that on the Pasuk of Yomer Yosef, Yosef, it was told to Yosef that his father was dying. So, who told him? Ephraim told him. How do we know it was Ephraim told him? So, in the Gematria of Adbash, Vayomer, I'm sorry, the Vav and the Pei are interchangeable. So, if you take out the Vav and Vayomer and you put in the Pei, it spells out Ephraim. And that's the Canaan explains based on. Actually, that's from Moshe Darshan, based on Rav Shmuel. This is the Kenim talking. The reason why Yosef did not frequent Yaakov's house on a regular basis is because he didn't want to be alone with Yaakov. But Yaakov's going to ask him about the mechira of Yosef, and then Yaakov's going to become agitated and he's going to curse the brothers. And we know that Yaakov's power for cursing, even if it's Shlomi Das, even if it's not on purpose, is very strong, because we saw by Rachel Imenu when he cursed whoever has the trophim, so it became a queer. So Yosef didn't want to take any chances. So it's mashu from there. The Yaakov didn't know about the mechira. He didn't know about the selling of Yosef. Yet, a number of times in the brachos, Yaakov gives to the brothers when he's passing away, relate to mechira of Yosef. For example, when Shimon Levi Achim Klei Chomas. He refers to him as Klei Chomas, and Rashi says it's talking about Mechiras Yosef. So too by Yehuda, it says Ata Yiducha Achicha. That you said Mabetza, which of course is a reference to Mechiras Yosef. So it comes out based on the brachos that Yaakov gives to the sons, to the brothers. It's Mashma. Yaakov Vino did know about Mechiras Yosef. How do you answer such a strong question? Everybody knows that it sounds like from what we know that Yosef didn't know Yaakov is because he didn't want to reveal to Yaakov the Mechira of Yosef. But Lamaisa, we see a few rayas that he actually did know. So the way he wants to answer of Shalom Shadron is that you can't compare knowing the Vaday from a human being versus Ruach HaKodesh. He only knew about the Mechira of Yosef through Ruach HaKodesh. And apparently, you have to know what this means. I don't fully understand what it means either. But knowing something about Ruach HaKodesh doesn't necessarily translate into a reaction like a curse. I guess it's the idea that you know, but you don't necessarily act upon it. And it, to me, it resonates. Like, for example, by that kid's Yitzchak. I remember actually being in this Beis Medrash about 17 years ago. I was here for a Shabbos, Parshas Vayera, and I asked this question. I mean, it's Parshas Rashi. It says before Avraham Avinu went to the Akeda, it says in the pasuk, and we will return. And he's talking to, I believe he's talking to Eliezer at the time, right? Saying, me, who's we? He and Yitzchak. It sounds like he knew that he was going to return. So I asked him, what's the greatness of the Akeda? He's Kilo, he knew about it. Rashi says, right? Nisnabish Yeshuva Shnehan. He prophesied that what? That they were going to return. So if he prophesied, then he knew that he was going to return. So, like, what's the great Nisayan? What's the great accomplishment that he did the Akedah? He prophesied. But you see, perhaps that prophesizing in Ruach Kodesh is a idea that's there, but you can't necessarily act on it. I don't know, but I thought it's a very, very posh of the kasha. Okay, now the next word. Now, I didn't properly prepare this, but I read through it a little bit just now. I hope I can do justice to the word. It says, at the end of the parasha, Yosef's brothers are afraid that he's going to take revenge upon them for the Mechira, and they tell him this whole story. They say, Yosef, this is according to their Ki'ilu, quoting their father, right? So he said, please, 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 forgive us, don't do anything to us. Meaning, our father told us to tell you not to do anything, to take care of us. And how does Yosef respond? Yosef cries. He cries. Now, this is not the first time Yosef's crying. Right? What else does he cry? He cried in Parshas Miketz. Right? And then he recognized him. By the Kesh of Kos. By Vol Chadra Ve'ef Kshama. He went to cry. And when he reveals himself to them as well, again, crying. What's this thing about crying? I mean, you know, the Kodesh Baruch Hu in Yirmiyah, it says, what is crying? What does it do? We also know the Gemara of Metzia and Daf Nun Tes. Gemara says, Shemati Tfilot Hashem Shavasi Hazina El Dumasi Al Techrash, that the Shari Tefillah are closed. However, Shnemar Gam Kiyazak V'Ashavesh Ashasim Tefillah V'Alfa Pish Shari Tefillah Nolu Shari Dimolos Lo Nolu. Shnemar, as I said before, Shema Tefillah Hashem V'Shavasi Hazin El Dimos Yatechrash. What is the koach of Dimos? What is the koach of tears in contrast to words of Tefillah? So Nosson Vachvogel wants to explain based on a pasuk in Shlomo in Shir Shirim. He said, "Ani Yishana v'libi er." That's what Shlomo Melech says. I am asleep, my heart is alive. I may be out of it. I may be distant from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I may not be learning so well. I may not be doing the mitzvahs properly. But in truth, my heart is still connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu. My heart is still pure. My heart is still there, and that's really the foundation of my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's covered up, so to speak, and it's overpowered by our external disconnection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and with his mitzvahs. And Alter from Kelam explains with the following mashal. He says that a person is a very stingy person, a very miserly person, and he never gives his money away to anybody else. He never gives any, and he has plenty of money, he doesn't give any money away. So what should his approach be to change his ways? He should do acts of chesed that don't involve money, and when he works through that method, that approach of doing acts of chesed without giving up money, eventually he'll shed away his habit or his constraint to actually give the money, and inevitably he'll grow out of it and he'll be able to start to give tzedakah. So he explains based on this from the author from Kelam that a person has to work on his strengths, and from his strengths, if he energizes and uses his strengths to his utmost, eventually it'll spill over into his weaknesses, and he'll be successful. And I think, and that's what he wants to explain, is the secret of the lev and of the bechiyah. Bechiyah, we know, is the expression of the heart. The heart is intact. The heart, your heart, Rachman Liva Bayi, the Kodesh Baruch wants your heart. Your heart wants to serve a Kodesh Baruch. Your heart wants to go towards the Kodesh Baruch. So how do you express that in the best way? With tears. Tears is an expression of the heart. And we know that through Bechias, throughout Tanakh, people got things. For example, Leah, her eyes were rakos. Why? Because she was crying. She wanted to end up with Esav. And what happened? Basof, because of her tears, she was zocha to marry Yaakov. She didn't have to marry Esav. He also brings another idea that Yaakov Avinu sends Yosef to go visit the brothers. Right, he meets Gabriel, and Gabriel tells him where they are. And he wanted to get closer to them, but they said, no, we don't want to get closer to you, we're going to sell you right now. So the whole episode, the whole story between Yosef and his brothers is this desire for kirva from Yosef to his brothers. But Yosef's brother is basically saying, oh, we don't like, you know, the dreams don't sit well with us, we want to separate from you. And the whole expression of his tears was an expression of we want to get close to you. When he cries, when he sees them, he wants to get close to them. Now that they think that they're coaching him, that he's going to take revenge upon them, he's crying. Why? It's an expression of closeness. I want to be close to you. That's why he keeps on crying, because crying basically breaks down the barriers between me and you, and then we're together. And that's what we have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And based on that, the Yalkut Shemoni says something very, very important. I think it's very, very important for our times. He says the following, it's just like Yosef did not appease his brothers El Bebechi when he cried, when he revealed himself to them. Kach in a Kodesh Baruch Hu gol as barav el bebechi. Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to redeem us until we cry to him. Shnema bebechi yavo v'sachnim ovlim. Because what? Tears is the medium to get close. Just like Yosef can only get close to his brothers with all these episodes of crying, so too, if you want to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it has to be al yedei bechi. Now, you open up the news now. All the dangers, all the threats. I mean, we passed through Amud Anan a few months ago. But there's so much there. We could push it. We could cry. You know, last year around this time, we read it. I read excerpts from a shir from Moshe Wolfson about the Iksus and the Shikha coming, and we should cry out. That was last year. So it sounds like, I mean, myself included, things have grown stale. We've gotten very comfortable. Life will just continue the way it is, no problem. But the threats are still there. And if you look, I was listening on the radio on the way here in the morning, the Shinas Chinom and the Benon L'Chaver that's lacking in Klai Yisrael, their election's coming up next month, and it's just, I mean, I don't really follow it that much, but it's more gruesome and more period oriented, more separation oriented, more of a lack of Achdus than ever before. Plus, people should cry. People should cry. Based over the lack of achdus and lack of Benon L'Chavero that's going on and the danger we have, we should cry. It's a very, very sad matzav. We shouldn't be disillusioned to think, oh, everything's gavaldic. No, not everything's not gavaldic. We're in Golos, in a serious Golos. And the only way to get close to Kodesh, the only way to be misakin that is, you see from this Yaakov Shimoni from last week's parasha. It's Rebechi. We say at the Eilu time, what do we say? You hear us all from Nechem, we say in the Sigla, Shemek, Kol Bichil, Shetosim, Dibu, Seinu, Benor, Kol Yos, Tatsilim, Kol Gzeas, Azorah, Kidlecho, Levad, and Eilu, to us. Please, God, we'll take our tears and save us from all the bad decrees. So many hardships in communities and personal people, you know, people, individuals, and the nation as a whole. We daven, the whole Yom Kippur, what do we need? What's our last ditch effort? Our tears. Person, we can daven, you know, our whole lives and never cry once. It's possible. But we're telling you, you want to get close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. You want the Shari Tefillos are Nidolos. They're closed. Nidolos Shari Tefillos. If you really want to pierce the Shema, if you want our Tefillos to accomplish, we got to cry. I often say over the story from Shishon Pinkus, somebody didn't have children for many years. I'll just say it fast, I've said it before, just as a chazara. And he said to meet him at his house at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he took him to the deserted area, and he said, I'll pick daven for a half hour, and I'll pick you up in a half hour. And he came back, and he saw him, and he said, you didn't daven. So what do you mean, I daven for a half hour? So you didn't daven, you're not sweating, I don't see any blood, your bloodshot eyes. You want a child? I'm saying, what are you doing? I'll pick up in a half hour, but this time really cry and really do it. So sure enough, he comes back a half hour later, the guy's drenched in sweat, his eyes are bloodshot, he cried his brains out, and sure enough, he was like a good child, you know, 10 months later. What is the point of the story? Real, and this is the idea, if you want to connect to Kodesh Baruch Hu, if you really, really believe that you're so much, you're relying on Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're crying to him, you want to develop the relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu, you really need his help, and you really believe you need his help, it'll just flow from your heart. Plus, you have to cry to Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm just going to quote to you these words. From Nosson Vachvogel, Zechatel Lebrocha. Haroitz Lahasik Shum Dover, if you want to achieve anything, in Vigashmias, in Beruchnias, whether it's in Gashmias, physical things, you know, people who are looking for a job, people need Parnasa, Ruchnias, you want to accomplish something spiritually, you want to daven better, you want to be Benon L'Chavero better, you want to learn better. E. Eshalasigo Raka de Tvila. Teach yourself to cry. She is galops of Pnim. It's a revelation of what's inside of you. And I want to add to this that I heard this past week, a maise, not necessarily a maise, but a memra from the Stipler, which was said over by somebody who we had discussed to meet last month in Shabbos, of Gershon Adelson. Gershon Adelson said over the following idea from the Stipler. That if a person's davening, well, we just said that if you daven and you cry, you're going to be answered for gashmius. But let's just say a person is davening for something, he wants a new house, He wants a new job. It could be that he's not going to be Zaycha. Could be. And Kodesh Baruch saying, you don't deserve it. But when it comes to becoming a Talmid Chacham, when it comes to something for Ruchnias, a person wants to become a bigger Talmid Chacham, a person wants to become a bigger Tzaddik, a person wants to have Siyat HaShemayim and his Tefillah, and his Avodah, and his Milas Chasadim, Kodesh Baruch can't say no. Kodesh Baruch can't say no, as long as, of course, he's trying to do your Shabbos. So, some of you sitting here, I don't want to remind you, but you only have a few more weeks left in yeshiva. And you know right now, this is what, a yeshiva bachur is what you want to be your whole life. Not necessarily in yeshiva, but you want to be a yeshiva bachur, a ben Torah, your whole life. Where you, in college, at the workplace, and so on and so forth. You want to stay this way. If I can, I'd like to suggest that the next few weeks, you should ask Kodesh Baruch, please save me. I'm begging you. I want to be this way my whole life. I don't want to succumb to the distractions and the dangers that await me in the next stage of my life. I want to continue growing. I don't want to be stagnant. I don't want to survive the next stage of my life, wherever it is. I want to thrive. And in Yitzhak Shem, if we all follow Yosef's model of crying and crying to Kodesh Baruch and really releasing what's inside of us, the Shari Tumos, we can be wide open and you'll be zeruch to a tremendous siyata of the Shemaya from a Kodesh Baruch Hu in your ruchnias and your gashmias, and you'll see a lot of hatzlacha. Shabbos.